For those of you who are new to retreat, I'd like to suggest that you're gentle with your body. Actually, also those of you who are experienced also, especially on the first day of retreat. Most of us aren't used to sitting so many hours without moving, and it takes time for the body to adapt. So it's okay to push ourselves a little bit, to be a little uncomfortable, but not so uncomfortable that we're just waiting for the body, for the sitting to end. So allow yourself to shift positions when you need to, but don't do it right away. Wait a little bit, be a little bit uncomfortable. And if you need to, as the day progresses, use a different location if you need to, a different posture. As you know, we'll be having practice discussion groups on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings. We'll meet with each of us on each day, and there'll be about five or six people in the group, and that'll be Tuesday and Wednesday. And one other thing, we'll have the drop-in groups in the evenings for those of you who'd like to come by and have some questions or just listen. And just be aware that those are in a different room. So each one of those, the links are really clear on the website. So just go by what the website shows. does anyone have any logistical questions before we move on? And if you do, please use your Zoom hand. And that's in the, reactions little icon. You can use that. And Yvonne, and please unmute. There you go.
I have, those of us that have practice discussion at 9:30 immediately after the sit with instructions, since we want to be in the room, the waiting room a little early, then should we leave the sit with instructions a little early? How's that work?
We'll end it a little early.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're both, because we have the same thing. We're going to need to probably take our little bio breaks ourselves.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Great. So, we're entering the silence of retreat now, and we can begin to slow down, to stay internal, keep our attention on ourselves, on the breath, on this body, which is always here. It can be really helpful to take a little time and reflect on bringing an attitude of acceptance with whatever shows up on the retreat, both in our meditation practice, but also in our personal circumstances. It doesn't matter how perfect the situation we set up for a retreat, we'll always get at least some of what we don't want. Maybe it's a leaky toilet, or maybe it's a restless mind. But the beautiful part of mindfulness is that it all belongs. It all can get folded into the practice. We don't have to be in conflict with the things that we may not like. Which brings me to the theme for this retreat, which is wise effort. So the quality of our inner life is the most important thing we have. It colors our entire lives, and it deserves our careful attention. The care to be at ease in our lives, to be at home in our lives, both in our inner world and our daily lives. So the wise effort refers to the effort we make in moving in the direction of peace in our lives, in the direction of freedom. We might think of effort as the energy we apply towards accomplishing something. The Pali word used for effort is virya. It literally means the attitude of a hero. And a hero does what needs to be done. It's not that everything comes easy to the hero or that they're not afraid, but a hero doesn't disperse their energy resisting or bemoaning the difficulties and challenges that arise. They persevere in meeting the challenges that come up. We're all conditioned to be the way we are by how we've lived our lives, where we grew up, a family we were born into. Our conditioning would be very different if we were born in a small tribe in the Amazon. We're deeply affected by our family's values and experiences, by our society, by our siblings, our schooling, our friends, the books we read, the movies we've seen, and these days, very powerfully, by social media, by the internet. And for most of us, our conditioning includes a mix of habits that both help us be happy and at peace, and other habits that cause us stress and suffering. Wise effort refers to arousing our energy to support the mental habits that bring us peace and to let go of the habits that cause us stress. Sounds simple. To be able to do this, though, we need to be able to recognize the difference between what's helpful and unhelpful. What mental states, what mental activities are helpful and unhelpful. For instance, we may work really hard all day and kind of think of ourselves as an energetic person, a doer, but we may be really lazy in regards to the quality of our minds. For instance, we could clean the bathroom with lots of energy and do a really good job, and the whole time feeling impatient, wanting to get it over with. You might have a sense of accomplishment. Yep, we clean the bathroom, which might feel good, but we've also strengthened our impatience. We might have exerted a lot of effort, but much of it was not a skillful effort. Most of us have quite extensive mental and physical habits. Most of what we think is habitual. Somebody said that 95% of the thoughts we thought today, we thought yesterday. So very habitual. The way we hold our bodies is habitual. You know, we even get burrows in our foreheads from the way we've frowned. The way we hold our shoulders, all habitual. And as you know, some habits are harmful to a peaceful mind. The obvious ones, like habitual worry, defensiveness, being judgmental, or habitual physical tension, or habits like smoking. Some habits can be really helpful to a peaceful mind. Thoughts of appreciation, of generosity, of friendliness, or physically maybe keeping a balanced posture, a relaxed body, exercising. If we look closely at our mind, we can easily notice that any time the mind is not at peace, it wants something to be different than it is. It either wants something it doesn't have, or it's trying to get rid of something it doesn't want. The issue is that though we may often get what we want, we regularly don't get what we want in life, and never will. Maybe we plan the perfect vacation and it storms daily. I set a retreat at Spear Rock, really looking forward. It was a month-long retreat, really looking forward to the daily hikes in such a beautiful, beautiful place. And it rained 27 out of 28 days. And so no hiking. perfect plan. Maybe it's just a little too hot, a little too cold. Trying to have peace of mind by controlling our lives, by trying to always get what we want, by controlling the world around us just doesn't work. It's not a strategy for peace of mind. So wise effort addresses these deeper habits of mind that keep us trying to be happy by controlling an uncontrollable world, chasing what we want and pushing away what we don't want. So Guru and I will be giving talks on the four ways we can apply wise effort. I like to use the acronym PACK, P-A-C-K. We can pack our tools wherever we go and take them with us. And those are the four wise efforts. So the first one is to prevent unhelpful states from arising. When we're mindful, we're in the present, we are preventing what unhelpful states from arising. The A, abandon any unhelpful states that have arisen, to let them go. So as you probably notice, any retreat or any meditation, there are times when we get caught. And so we want to abandon those unhelpful states. And the C is to cultivate helpful mental states. And the K is to keep them once they arise, to sustain them, to create the conditions to keep them going. So the first two are prevent and abandon, and they're about letting go of the unskillful habits of mind. And the last two are cultivate and keep, about cultivating the skillful habits of mind. It's very different. It's a very different experience to be mindful of the breath with a relaxed, curious mind, than to attend it with a tense, forceful mind. So how we apply our effort is essential to having a peaceful mind. And the Buddha taught about it in this, the parable of the lute. He gave a really simple description. He said, one of his students, Sona, was meditating in the forest alone. But though he meditated really diligently, he really tried hard, and he was frustrated by his lack of progress. So he went to the Buddha for help. So the Buddha asked him, he said, before you became a monk, weren't you a musician, very skilled in playing the stringed music of the lute? And Sona said, yes. And the Buddha continued, and tell me, Sona, when the strings in the lute were too tight, did your lute sound pleasant? And Sona said, of course not. And when the strings of the lute were too loose, did it sound pleasant then? Of course not. The Buddha continued, when the strings of your lute were neither too tight or too loose, and adjusted just right, did your lute then have a pleasant, harmonious sound? And so Sona nodded, getting the idea, beginning to understand. So the Buddha said, in the same way, the strings of your lute were neither too tight or too loose. If energy is applied too strongly, too forcefully, it will lead to restlessness. If energy is too lax, it will lead to drowsiness. Therefore, keep your energy in balance, balancing effort and stillness, and in this way, focus your attention. So in this retreat that we started today, we have a precious opportunity to give the quality of our inner life the careful attention it deserves. So may we all apply our efforts in the service of liberation.